Monday morning. This is Sarah Waple, General Manager of Growth Dynamics, and I am here with this week's installment of Monday Morning Manager. In our family, there are few things that annoy each other as much as being asked, what do you want to do for dinner? When do you want to eat? Do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? And somehow, some of us just automatically freeze when presented with so many options on what we can do. Do we want to go jump off cliffs while in Vermont? Go mountain biking? Go for a hike? What do we want to have for dinner? Any of the marvelous options that are in the Mad River Valley when we are all in Vermont together? There's just so much to do that sometimes it's overwhelming to know exactly what we want to do. And this is not reserved for just social or personal lives. Sometimes this can creep all the way into those professional lives. And today's episode of Monday Morning Manager reviews that exact situation. So without further ado, here we go. Symptoms. Linda was frustrated by her prospect's unwillingness to make a decision. Her prospect said he needed some time to digest the three options outlined in her proposal before making a decision. The prospect added that he was pleased with the proposal and that she had done her job well. Now she found herself in the chase mode because the prospect wasn't returning her calls. Diagnosis. Linda is in desperate salesperson mode. Desperation comes from a thin pipeline and failure to put in heavy lifting of helping her prospect understand exactly what they wanted during the discovery stage. To run from that mistake, she gives a lot of options and hopes that the prospect will find something to buy. With three options to consider, it was now necessary for the prospect to do an analysis of the options. This analysis became an intellectual activity, weighing the pros and cons and checking the cost-benefit ratios, which led the buyer to wonder if he needed more information and whether if he had the best price or not. He began to think about checking with other vendors, and the emotion of the entire buying process broke down. What got lost in all this intellectual activity was the emotional reason why he wanted to make the purchase in the first place. Prescription. People buy emotionally and simply justify their purchasing decisions intellectually. This rep, in her attempt to be responsive to the prospect, had lost the emotional leverage that she had initially developed and then succumbed to the notion that she had to respond to every request from the client. After spending a bunch of time trying to do the right thing, she ended up giving this prospect too much to think about. She should have discovered why the prospect was asking for other options and discussed them thoroughly enough to narrow it down while she was on the call. Whew. Then she could have easily asked for a yes or no after sending the proposal. The bottom line is this. See or talk to a lot of people. Don't give your prospects too many options. Qualify more effectively and stay in control of the process. Critical thinking. Have you made this same mistake that Linda made? Have you maybe given too much information to a prospect or even a client in an attempt to gain more business instead of staying focused and streamlined in your process? The drill. All right, first, we always have our thoughts. Today, we have two. One is just a simple. Be stronger than your prospects when it comes to decision making. Second, when your values are clear to you, making decisions becomes easier. And of course, the drill. What are your three best outcomes from last week. Did you hit your goals? This week, what are your three most important goals and how do you plan to accomplish them using Growth Dynamics tactics? As always, Charlie and Sarah are here for you, so do not hesitate to reach out and schedule that one-on-one coaching. Now, go out there and make this week the best week yet. For more information about Charlie, Sarah, and Growth Dynamics, you can find information online at www.growthdynamicsonline.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and now Instagram.